Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back again to our unique program, Understanding Muslims and Sharing Jesus Effectively with Them. We are continuing our topic that the Bible is inspired by God. And we read in 2 Peter chapter 1, knowing this first, that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation. For prophecy never came by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. It is clear that the Holy Spirit moved men chosen by God to write each word as revealed by God. More than 2,000 times in the Old Testament alone, there are clauses such as God spoke to Moses and God said, the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, and many more. Now, when we talk about the four presentations of the one gospel of God, which we have in the New Testament, we can say to our Muslim friends, if we had only one account of the life of Jesus, many people would be suspicious and wonder if the one account were true. God gave us four accounts written by four separate and distinct individuals. Matthew, John were eyewitnesses, and two of Jesus' 12 disciples. Remember that. The Gospel of Matthew, according to Matthew, and John was written based on their eyewitness testimony. Luke, a historian, we know that from Luke 1, verses 1 to 4, received his information from eyewitnesses. Luke 1, verse 2. So, very reliable. Mark spent extensive time with Peter, one of Jesus' closest friends. And we all know that Peter witnessed all the major events in Jesus' life. And Mark spent extensive time with him. Four followers of Christ, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, wrote testimonies of Jesus' life and recorded his teachings. None of their writings contradict, never. All their writings proclaim the glad news of God's love shown through Jesus Christ. Each writer simply tells the story in a different way. Also, my Muslim friend, Jesus assured the gospel writers that the Holy Spirit would guide each one's writing and remind them of what he had spoken. The Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. John 14, verse 26. My dear Muslim friend, when you study the gospel as recorded by John, you are actually studying the glad news of the kingdom of God as taught by Jesus. John, who was inspired by the Holy Spirit and a close companion of Jesus, could easily keep notes of his teachings. John simply wrote Jesus' teachings. John was an eyewitness to the death, resurrection, and ascension of Jesus Christ, as also were Matthew and 9 other disciples. The Apostle John assures us that the disciples actually walked and talked with Jesus. And we have a passage here in 1 John chapter 1, verses 1 to 3. that which was from the beginning, meaning Jesus, that which was from the beginning, Jesus, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked at, and our hands have touched. This we proclaim concerning the word of life. The life appeared. We have seen it and testified to it. Very clear. God guided his writers to actually record what happened. We see that from Luke 1, verses 1 to 4. The writings precisely connect with actual historical events. All of the disciples actually wrote one message, which is the gospel of Jesus Christ. Jesus even prophesied 17 times about the spreading of the gospel. We know that, for example, from Matthew 24, verse 14. Now, many Muslims ask, how about the other writings in the New Testament? Well, if you are just tuning in, we are talking about sharing Jesus effectively with Muslims. Well, in addition to the four presentations of the one gospel, the New Testament also contains inspired teachings and letters written by apostles and disciples of Jesus. Written to who? To different groups of Christians and, of course, ultimately to all believers, because they are the word of God. The apostle Paul said, "For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you." Again, we read in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23, Apostle Paul stated clearly, "For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you." You can also know that from 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13. Some of my Muslim friends asked me, "Did you know that the Apostle Paul created the teachings that Jesus is God?" I usually ask them, why should he do that? What did he have to profit? It is recorded in history and in the New Testament that the Apostle Paul used to persecute Christians. Acts 9. I was talking to a Muslim man about Jesus. I invited him to lunch a few weeks ago, and he told me Paul made up the teachings of Jesus and he wrote the New Testament, and this is just his own opinion. Why Paul will do something like that and then suffer persecution for what he say and for what he wrote? Paul was an educated, powerful Jewish leader with tremendous authority to arrest, persecute, and even kill Christians. He lost all his authority and the prestige because of his faith in Jesus and because he followed Jesus Christ. He lost everything he had for Jesus' sake. Paul became poor and suffered greatly, even risked his life many times. We read that in the New Testament. To help people know Jesus. You can read 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 to 27. I have to stop now because we need to pray and we'll continue. But before I stop, please join me in doing the most important thing. And you can pray for me. I spoke in two workshops at our last pastor's conference here in California. I am praying that God will produce eternal fruits through the pastors I was able to equip. And we pray that God will use you, my audience, and your fellowship to help so many Muslims enjoy God's love and salvation. This is our prayer, God. You hear us. We surrender our lives to you, God, and we ask you to bless our efforts, to guide us, to use us, God, use our labor. Use our work to equip your church, our fellowships, and to equip pastors and leaders to share Jesus effectively with Muslims. God, we pray that you will bless us with your presence and you will anoint what we do and you will use us, God, to help multitudes of Muslims enjoy your love and your salvation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Please join me for more as we continue in a moment.
You're listening to Sammy Tanago, founder and president of Glad News for Muslims Ministry. Sammy's calling is one, to share Jesus effectively with Muslims, and two, to equip Christians to do the same. The value of a ministry is in the eternal fruits God has enabled the ministry to produce. The proof is in the changed lives. God has been using the messages He inspires Sammy to share to equip His Christian audience. God has also been using the book titled Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, which He guided Sammy to write to equip Christians and to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. We encourage you to examine the evidence on our website, gladnewsministry.com. Again, you'll find Sammy's book, videos, contact information for inviting Sammy as a guest speaker, and more at gladnewsministry.com. And please, as God guides you, let others know about our unique ministry and radio programs. Now, once again, here's Sammy.
We tell our Muslim friends, it is very important for you, my friend, to know that the Bible is the Word of God. And I want to share with you that archaeology affirms the accuracy of the Bible. In 1974, Time magazine published an interesting article that stated, after more than two centuries of facing the heaviest scientific guns that could be brought to bear, the Bible has survived and is perhaps better for the siege. Even on the critics' own terms, historical facts, the scriptures seem more acceptable now than when the rationalists began to attack. That's what the article stated. Archaeological findings by both Christians and non-Christians have confirmed, my Muslim friend, the reliability and the accuracy of the biblical writers. Regarding numerous customs, names, places, and events, and we have an awesome reference, Haley's Bible Handbook for Artifacts. You find it almost in every Christian bookstore. Only the Bible amazingly predicts precise historical events centuries in advance of their fulfillment. These prophecies are supported by archaeological evidence. In about AD 32, for example, Jesus predicted the destruction of the city of Jerusalem. You read that in Luke 19, verses 43-44. Just as Jesus had predicted, in AD 70, the Roman general Titus destroyed Jerusalem. This is historical fact, archaeologically proven. How about scientific prophecies? Another form of prophecy is the scientific information found in the Bible. My Muslim friend, these facts was given to biblical authors 2,000 years or more before modern science discovered them. This is amazing. Let me give you an example. Please be patient with me. Let me give you an example. The Bible records that the earth is round. Isaiah 40, verse 22. And God hangs the earth on nothing. Job 26, verse 7. Today we know these are facts. But for hundreds and hundreds of years, the whole world thought the opposite. In his book, Science and the Bible, Dr. Henry Morris identifies many of the scientific prophecies found in the Bible regarding biology, hydrology, geology, etc., and how they correlate
with scientific facts known today. This fascinating book gives you, my Muslim friend, detailed information on these prophesied scientific facts. My Muslim friend, many religious leaders have claimed that their words were from God. You know that. But none of them have stood the test of complete and accurate prophecy. Only the Bible passes this test. Only the Bible. Its detailed, fulfilled historical prophecies provide evidence for its authenticity without a doubt. I can tell you that as an ex-defense lawyer, and my father was a defense lawyer, my grandfather was a defense lawyer, and I got a lot of experience from them. I tell you, the evidence is 100% convincing that the Bible is the Word of God. And you will hear many more evidence in our programs, future programs, fulfilled prophecies. And if you don't want to wait to hear, you can get that awesome book, Every Prophecy of the Bible by John. Let me spell it to you because of my accent. His last name, Walvord. John Walvord, Every Prophecy of the Bible. How about, my Muslim friend, the testimony of the ancient manuscripts? Today, Christians have in their possession many, many ancient manuscripts of the Bible that date back many generations before Muhammad started the Islamic religion and before the Quran was written. Today's modern Bible does not differ from these ancient biblical manuscripts. I'll give you examples. I studied them. Codex Vaticanus, dated 325 AD to 350. The Codex Vaticanus manuscript includes all of the books of the Bible up to the New Testament book of Hebrews, chapter 9, verse 14. The remaining portion of the New Testament is included by a later writer. Codex Vaticanus is currently located in the Vatican Library. Another evidence, Codex Alexandrinus, dated AD 400. The Codex Alexandrinus manuscript contains almost the entire Bible. This preserved manuscript is kept in the British Museum. Another one, Sinaiticus, dated AD 350. The Codex Sinaiticus manuscript contains the entire New Testament and a portion of the Old Testament. It is found in the British Museum today. The fact that these manuscripts existed at least 200 years before Muhammad founded Islam means that the only holy book in the hands of the Christians at Muhammad's time consisted of the same Old and New Testament we have today. And of course, I mentioned to you before, my Muslim friend, that Muhammad and the Quran confirmed that the Bible, which the Holy Scripture, which the Christians have in their possession, is the Word of God. We will continue next program. Before we run out of time, please join me in doing the most important thing, which is prayer. And specifically, I need your prayer. I am praying and making serious efforts to record satellite Arabic TV evangelistic programs. I need God's presence while recording it. So please pray for me. And don't forget, if you need anything, if I can help you in anything regarding sharing Jesus with your Muslim acquaintances, or friends, or even someone to pray with, please give me a call or contact my ministry through email
and I will reply to you as soon as I can. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you, God, because we know that we are desperate for you. Without you, we can do nothing. God, we surrender our lives to you. God, we ask you to guide us every day, to motivate us, to equip us, to share Jesus effectively with the people that don't know you, including Muslims. God, equip our fellowships, your church, to share Jesus effectively with Muslims. We pray, God, that you will use us to help a multitude of Muslims spend eternity with you. In Jesus' name, we pray.
My Muslim friend, I invite you right now to believe the good news in the gospel that God gave you. He loves you. He came in the person of Jesus Christ, and he paid the penalty for your sins. Pray this prayer after me if you mean it from your heart. God, thank you for loving me. Thank you for Jesus. Jesus, I believe in you. I believe you are my only Savior from the consequences of my sin. Jesus, come into my heart. Make me a child of God. I repent of my sins. God, I don't want to live in sin anymore. I don't want to continue doing wrong things anymore. God, I believe that you sacrificed of yourself for me because you loved me. God, I believe in Jesus. Forgive me. Make me your child. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
I have a coworker who's Muslim. We talk here and there, but it's hard to answer some of his questions.
Okay, we do have a fellow here in our church who is an Egyptian, and he probably knows more about the Muslim faith than what they know.
Mm-hmm.
And he's written a book titled, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. Many Muslims have been converted after reading this book. I would highly recommend this book by Sami Tanaho on God Loves You, My Muslim Friend.
This is a really, really good book because it focuses on the love of God for the Muslim, where he shows the biblical revelation of God and his relationship with us is that of father and child, where the Quranic revelation of God is master and slave. And the gospel brings us into the family of God as children of God with a loving, gracious Heavenly Father. Not to mention the fact that the biblical story is true and the story of the Quran is not true.
I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer questions Muslims usually ask about our Christian faith and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, and attractive way to Muslims. God used the Glad News book to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. You can read many testimonies on our website. Please buy as many Glad News books as you can. Keep one of them. Give one to your pastor and the others to the Muslims you will meet through divine appointments. I encourage you to believe that when you take actions and invest in our ministry, God will use your life to help so many Muslims spend eternity with him. To order, call 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558. God's grace with you.
Thank you for listening. The phone number we share is my personal number, and I am available to offer you encouragement to share Jesus with your Muslim friends and family. That number once again, 714-514-2558. If God puts it on your heart to enable us to share Jesus effectively with more Muslims, you can donate at our website.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sami Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sami, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.